Prosser is a 12-year incumbent running for his first re-election to the High Court. During a forum at the Milwaukee Bar Association, Madison attorney Joel Winnig said he decided to run for the court because of Justice Gableman's use of a dishonest TV ad attacking then-Justice Louis Butler.
In 2008, a justice was elected by lying and cheating. The incumbent, whom I seek to replace, refused to impose the discipline that was warranted. Wisconsin's legal system needs a new kind of leadership. We need a justice who's willing to work to improve the Constitution and the law.
Winnig is also promising voters he'll work with the legislature to take discrimination out of the state constitution by overturning the gay marriage ban. Justice Prosser voted with the majority on the court to uphold the gay marriage ban. And when it comes to his decision to vote against disciplining Justice Gableman, Prosser invoked the importance of the First Amendment.
Let's talk about the Gableman case. We're talking about the First Amendment, which it should be strictly construed in favor of free speech. The fact of the matter is that three Court of Appeals judges sitting on the panel all recommended that the case be dismissed.
Prosser was attacked by Assistant Public Defender Marla Stevens, who accused him of ignoring the division of duties between the legislative and judicial branches of government.
Unfortunately, his own campaign manager said he was looking forward to being a complement to the new administration and the new legislature. Time and again, Justice Prosser has taken the easy way out by refusing to take a stand on the issues that do erode the integrity of the court.
Stevens says if elected, she'll defend both the integrity and the independence of the court. At one point during the forum, Justice Prosser began an answer by saying he was clearly in a 3-against-1 race. He also proudly acknowledged his experience as a legislator and touted his ability to work closely with the legislature to make changes in the law.
Who is going to be most effective in dealing with the present legislature? I think it's me. Even last session, I was able to get a bill passed that benefited the Judicial Council, get it passed within 36 hours when the makeup of the legislature was entirely Democratic.
Prosser also came under fire from State Prosecutor Joanne Kloppenburg for voting with the majority on the court for a rule drafted by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce that allows judges to preside in cases that include people who've made large contributions to their election campaigns. Prosser says that's fair because current laws prevent a judge from accepting more than $1,000 from any individual. Kloppenburg also took the other candidates to task for having an inappropriate agenda. She called Marla Stevens an advocate and Joel Winnig an avowed progressive and promised she would be independent.
I don't want judges advocating when I appear before them. I don't want them importing their personal and political beliefs into my case. I will be a justice who puts that all aside and focuses on the job that we elect judges to do.
Voters will trim the field of Supreme Court candidates in a primary election on February 15th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.